We are starting week two of all things having to do with the media, music, art, technology, songs, spoken word, unspoken word. And I read last week something regarding the mysteries of God to us. And I'm going to read something different, but same thought. Is Paul, the Apostle Paul, writing these words in Ephesians chapter 3. As you read over what I have written to you, you'll be able to see for yourselves into the mystery of Christ. None of our ancestors understood this. Only in our time has it been made clear by God's Spirit through his apostles and holy prophets of this new order. The mystery is that people who've never heard of God and those who have heard of him all their lives stand on the same ground before God. They get the same offer, same help, same promises in Christ Jesus. So one of many of our hopes for this time is to discover the mysteries of God as we look and listen for things. So let me start by, what did you hear last week? Anything, anybody throw out 2, 3, 4 things? What did you hear last week from Matt or from Clint or from me? And the paper is simply for you to write down anything. If you want to capture it on your phone again like last week, you can. But if you want to write down anything that hits you, you can use the paper in front of you. The three of us were setting up what we're going to talk about by sharing that we hope you are open to thinking critically, and listening critically, and feeling critically. So we shared the thought of all truth is God's truth, and what if we were open to affirming all the different things that we see and hear and listen to as potentially beautiful and full of the mysteries of God. We talked about being for, not against. It's so easy for us to be not thinking critically like we're asking, but being critical of. There's a difference. Like, you can be a film critic or a song critic. I'm going to talk about that in a second. Or you can just rip someone up and down. How horrible is that? That's ugly. Or that. How could they say that or make that? So those were a couple of things. So let me go into this. A really good friend of mine, who happens to be at Open Door this morning, but he lives in Missouri right now, is a guy named Travis Stewart. And he shared some different thoughts with the three of us, because this is where he thinks all about. He has great experience in this whole realm of art, music, media. So what I want to do is, if I can, show us some ways of thinking as we watch film. And then we're going to watch two. So I want to have us think about how we watch, and then I'm going to have us watch two different clips. So, untitled internet radio is not it. 5 different ways that we can engage with movies. Now, I would say this transfers beyond that, but let's just think specifically about watching a movie. So, the first one, consumer. And this is straight from my buddy Travis. I think it's easy for us to be all of these, one of them. I think it's easy not even to think about it at times. And we just say, I just want to sit on the couch and watch something. And again, what we're asking is that you would expand just a little bit your view of how you're engaging with the media. So the first is consumer. And if I can't get it to work up here, then we also won't be watching anything. So consumer, watching it just for the entertainment value, just going because you love it and it makes you really happy. Then there's the theologian. So what is the movie saying about God, his world, his creation, us? What might be in there from Scripture that would encourage me or make me think. So that's the second one. Then the third is being a movie critic. So the movie critic is that person who says, what's going on with the music, with the photography, with the plot? Maybe if it's a film series, like how does it compare to the other ones? Or if it's a director that you've watched multiple times, like how has does it compare to some of their other work? So my a friend of Stoops and I, Jacob Rendell, he's a movie critic. I mean, this guy knows. He told me once that, I don't know if he's told you this, but he watches the edges sometimes. Like, he doesn't watch what's in the middle. It's like watching a sporting event and ignoring the ball and watching what's going on the fringes. He'll watch what's going on literally on the edges of the screen. And he's drawn into that, and it kind of helps him figure out and see what's going on in the rest of it. So you've got the, hey, look at that. Okay, so then you've got this idea of the pastor and the teacher who would pull out biblical truth. I don't think it has to be just be pastor and teacher. That's one of the things where I wanted to talk with Travis and maybe give this a different title, because I think this is all of us, that we can watch it and see where the biblical truth is and how we can communicate it to the other people. And then you've got social scientists. So you've got those five different ways to watch a movie. What does this reveal about our culture? What beauty is meant for this? Okay, then I want us to read this, and I just want you to sit with this for a minute, and then I'm going to have us watch something. The best way to understand what a movie has to say to us is to reflect on the moments that move us. For those moments open a window to our soul. Through that window, we can look momentarily into the depths of who we are. Last week when we watched the Incredibles clip, I said, how's it making you feel and what does it make you want to do? So I want to do that same thing this morning. As you watch this, what does it make you feel? What does it make you want to do? What does it make you feel, and what does it make you want to do?
Because I've been a gladiator's match. With this young man, he insists you are actually born. What's it
like?
Why doesn't the hero reveal himself and tell us all your wounds? You do
have a name. My
name's Gladiator. How dare you show your factory? Slave! Will you remove your helmet and tell me your name?
My name is Maximus Decimus Meridius, commander of the armies of the North, general of the Felix Legions, loyal servant to the true emperor Marcus Aurelius, father to a murdered son, husband to a murdered wife, and I will have my vengeance in this life or the next.
Someone get the lights? What did it make you feel? What did it make you feel? I know some of you don't know the backstory. I can give you that if you guys want, but I just want to know first how to make you feel. What did you feel as you were watching it? You guys used up all your words with each other for the first 30 minutes. Feels like going to court and getting judgments. Thanks, Natasha. How'd it make you feel?
Anxious.
Anxious?
Yeah.
What else? Anybody else? You don't have to raise your hand. You can say it.
It made me feel a little disappointed because he reached for that weapon and he didn't stab that guy. Because the guy put the kid in front of him and I was like, what a jerk move.
You wanted him to die.
Yeah, I didn't like you. Yeah.
What else did it make you feel? Anybody else? There's surely more of you that are feeling something, right? Unless you were watching the film with your eyes closed, ears closed. What are you feeling right now as you watch it?
Confused.
Confused?
I thought that kid got like that. The guy was like, the kid next to my body died.
His dad did. How many of you have not seen the movie Gladiator?
Whoa!
James.
Oh my God. Whoa, Brian and the girl's side of the room.
You understood after he took off his mask, did you not? that he had lost his wife and he had lost his son, right? Did you understand that? He had lost his son and he had lost his wife because the guy in front of him had been killed. Because he was in line. He was the right-hand man of his dad, who was the Emperor Marcus Aurelius. And he's been a gladiator for years, trying to earn what? Trying to earn what? His freedom, but I don't think his freedom. What was he trying to earn?
Reputation.
Right. Trying to earn vengeance for this guy who took all that was precious to him. And now he's got his moment. He's finally got his moment. And he, what does he want to do? He reaches down. And did you feel the music? Did the music do something to you? Again, you've got five different ways to see film, right? Did the movement in your soul have anything to do with the music? With the chanting of the crowd?
Live.
Because the emperor had the power to go die right now in front of us or live. He had that power with the movement of his thumb. So I'm not recommending that you go see Gladiator, but I am recommending that you go see Gladiator. So it is this side of the room predominantly who raised their hands having not seen it. My wife hates the movie Gladiator because she's tired of the theme of revenge and vengeance and killing. And I think that is part of life. And that is real, although we don't take vengeance out by killing each other. We take it out a lot of times with what we say to each other. Did it make you want to do anything?
Fight someone.
Fight someone? Punch him in the face? Anna already said she wanted him dead right there. She was disappointed.
Okay, I just think that's frustrating because he used the kid as a shield.
Yeah. I think the kid, my opinion, the kid adored the gladiator. That was like, that's the ultimate. And he saw the gladiator and ran down and wanted to be with him. But I could see that. I could see your point. Make anybody else want to do anything? Made you want to kill him?
Yeah.
Even though you didn't know the story?
Yeah.
You could feel it. Okay, another clip. Let me ask, how many of you have seen the movie About Time? Oh my gosh. You guys need to see About Time. Oh my gosh. Okay, let me set this up for you. He does not yet know the main character. There's predominantly in this little clip, there's a boy and a girl. Like all stories, there's a boy and a girl. And he does not yet know, I don't think he knows at this clip, that in his family, the men have the ability to time travel. Okay, and I don't think he knows that yet, but he meets this girl, and there really are these restaurants. There's these restaurants where you're totally eating in the dark. You go down into the basement, and it's 100%. The servers are bringing you food in the dark. Everything is 100% in the dark. They legitimately have those restaurants, and he has just met with his friend. They went on a double date, a double blind date. To this restaurant. And this is right after that. And so I want to ask you again, what does it make you feel? And what does it make you want to do? They just met and this is right after dinner.
Ow.
Yeah. Oh. Too good to be true if it was actually going to work. Is that little white light on?
Yeah. Oh, that's going to be loud.
There you go. Oh, yeah, she did. She took him.
Right. Oh.
How many of you know who Rachel McAdams is? Is it a wig or no wig?
It is a wig.
I agree with Sam. Gosh, why won't this work right now? Matt, do you know why this won't work? Yeah, take the mirroring off of there because I think I can get it here on this phone. Shoot.
One more disclaimer.
He's a little
watching that.
I wrote Jesus and Christ with this one.
Okay, I don't think it's going to work. Which means I want to do this. I'm going to shift gears and ask you. Where? I want you to think of your favorite song and the song right now that you love. It could be what I don't really care what genre it's from. I don't really care about the appropriateness of it. I just want you to think of right now the song that you most enjoy. I want to ask you to listen to it every day this week in a time when it can be just you and you sitting and listening to your song. And I want to ask you to think about paying attention to what it's doing in you. So your favorite song right now, by whoever, and I want you to sit every day and I want you to pay attention. How is it moving you? You might have this piece of paper with you. You might have another piece of paper. You might have nothing with you. You might just close your eyes and ask the Holy Spirit inside of you to say, what is moving in me as I listen to this? And then we're going to spend some time next week talking about it. Can you agree to that? Father in heaven, thank you for another time to gather. Thank you for the freedom that exists in our group to play and laugh and interact. And now as we go into the rest of our day and another week, give us eyes and ears to both hear you and see you in the mysteries that take place every day, so that we can be great lovers. Thanks, Jesus. Amen.